With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel launches a major air attack on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The series of Israeli airstrikes came just days after 16 people were injured when a Houthi rocket struck Tel Aviv. In a statement on X, the Israeli military says fighter jets struck a number of Houthi military targets on Yemen's west coast. The Post says the ports were being used to smuggle Iranian weapons into the region. Another example of what Israel calls the Houthis' exploitation of civilian infrastructure for military purposes. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Japan Airlines was hit by a cyber attack on Thursday that caused delays to more than 20 domestic flights, but it managed to restore its systems within hours.
The carrier said there was no impact on flight safety. JAL said the problem started when the company's network connecting internal and external systems began malfunctioning. The airline said the cyber attack delayed 24 domestic flights for more than 30 minutes. JAL temporarily suspended ticket sales for both domestic and international flights scheduled for departure, but they resumed a few hours later.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More rough surf is headed for the California coast. Waves up to 30 feet high are expected to hit the Bay Area coastline over the next few days. A high surf advisory that spans from the North Bay down to Big Sur is expected to remain in effect until Sunday afternoon. The advisory comes just days after strong waves caused a chunk of the Santa Cruz Wharf to collapse into the Pacific Ocean. Amazon and Starbucks employees are back at work. Strikes at both companies ended without a resolution. Delivery drivers with the Teamsters Union walked off the job at Amazon in several cities over pay and demands that they be recognized as employees. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is training pastors in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Here in America, if you want to be a clergyman, you go to seminary. In the DRC, that's not an option, and many men become pastors without any real training. And so Samaritan's Purse is implementing its portable Bible school, which provides seminary-level classes and materials to pastors, even in the most remote villages. The students get lessons in everything from the Bible to planning and finances, and Samaritan's Purse is providing it all free of charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With only weeks left in his term, President Biden quietly abandoning his efforts to enforce transgenderism in the nation's schools. The Department of Education says it will no longer seek to override state laws that bar men from competing against women in sports. Administration officials point to ongoing litigation over how Title IX, the landmark law preventing sex discrimination, should handle issues of gender identity. This is SRN News. Well, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi apparently profited when a luxury Napa Valley, California resort won a COVID-19 bailout. We hear more on the story from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Auberge de Soleil appears to be first rate in all ways but one. While the glamorous resort fills rooms that routinely go for $2,000 a night with A-list celebrities and tech titans, financial records suggest it did not provide much of a return to at least two of its investors, Representative Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul. That changed when it received millions of dollars in congressionally authorized COVID-19 relief funds in 2020 and 2021. A Real Clear Politics investigation analysis found that Pelosi's profits spiked from a variety of holdings that won significant government rescue funds, which amounted to $28 million, a total more than previously known. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And it appears that Noah and Olivia, the most popular boy and girl names for 2024. More at SRNnews.com.